This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Hey, it's Kate Delaney. I am sending you big Christmas hugs, and I hope that you're all doing well as you listen to this version of the show. Coming up, we have the latest mailbag. Also, we're going to have a conversation with Rasheem Northington, one of the people who recently made an impression on me talking about the diaphragm and breathing and the fact that we need to really take 300 breaths a day. Do you? And then also the very funny Steve Shannon, because I'm such a fan of golf and actually miss it. And he talks about what he invented, this cannon that shoots off the golf ball when you're on the course and could possibly get a hole in one. I did it. It was hysterical, just coincidentally in a tournament that I was in a couple of years ago. But he's got some really funny things to say about the game of golf. I thought, what a perfect way to end on the holiday season on an up note with both of them, and then all your thoughts, of course, in the mailbag. So this has been a tough year, 2020. I don't have to tell all of you. I got a Christmas card that said, enough of 2020. What's the best thing? It's ending. And then my cousin, Kevin Lorenz, and his family had a card, and it was funny, and they always do something funny on the family cards they send. And it had a picture of the girls. He's got three girls and his wife behind the Christmas tree poking their heads out. And he was in the front with his two hands on his head, kind of like Home Alone. And it said, Home Alone, with a little slash through it, never. Ba-dum-bump. And that's what it's been like, because the isolation, I've talked about this before, obviously, on the shows this year, what has had to happen for kids at school, and the fact that it's like we're all Hollywood squares. And as much as I enjoy Zooming and was doing it way before, I also enjoy the connection that I feel with so many people, and I feel connected to many of you, and I thank you for the hundreds and hundreds of emails that we've received throughout the year. And I was looking back on, and I talked about this in our last show, how the year started and the optimism so many people felt, and then what we fell into, the crisis, the pandemic, and what was happening, and the big question mark. And then I thought about some of the farewells. Kobe Bryant, his helicopter crash on January 26th with his daughter Gigi, shocking, just 41, and what happened there, stunning to so many people. Alex Trebek at 80, the Jeopardy host, who had an incredible fight with pancreatic cancer and survived for over a year, which is amazing if you know the rates, the fatality rates for that kind of cancer. And, you know, he thought of more of the legends that we lost. And then, of course, the people, the amazing, wonderful frontline workers, the moms, the dads, the grandmothers, the fathers, the uncles, you know, so many people sadly lost because of this, SOB of a virus. I don't know how else to say it, and then how it's affected our lives. Somebody who I had the pleasure of meeting by accident when I was working at a talk radio station in Dallas, a sports radio station, the biggest one there, The Ticket, Gail Sayers. He signed a hat for me even, because I wanted to give it to somebody. But before that, we were just having the conversation, and you think of the Chicago Bears running back, 77 years old, and at 34, he was the youngest person inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and his friendship with his teammate Brian Piccolo, who died of cancer at 26, of course, was characterized or chronicled, really, in a hit movie called Brian's Song. And it was so interesting to talk to him and compare his days as a running back to what was happening in the late 90s was when I talked to him. And hey, the devil went down to Georgia. We know that, right? And as we look at this runoff election, and Charlie Daniels, the country singer, dies at the age of 83. And he was a musician that I think people got to know even from the Monday Night Football theme that he was a part of for many, many, many years. And I liked his music. I didn't know too much about him, and then somebody sent me some cuts of Charlie years ago, and I got a better sense of what he could do. And the great Eddie Van Halen. I saw Van Halen in my, you know, teenage years, and so many say he was absolutely one of the best guitarists ever, a guitar virtuoso with an incredible stage presence. And he and his brother Alex and their band's lead singer David Lee Roth really dominated rock in my time in the late 80s, but in the 70s too. And Van Halen had some incredible techniques, and I think that's what so many people remember that band for. And you know, then there were others, a breakthrough, Phyllis George, who was a sportscasting pioneer at 70 years old. She was crowned Miss America in 1971. She went on to co-host the NFL Today. People forget that. She really broke a glass ceiling, and people loved her, and she didn't get enough credit, I think, for opening the door for women, but she definitely opened the door, and like I said, people really liked Phyllis George. And how about James Bond? If your favorite James Bond was Sean Connery, and you look at those old movies that they play over and over again, he had kind of, I guess, a love-hate relationship with playing the character of James Bond, but his personality fit that role, I think, because of how he played it. And he played James Bond in 7 of the James Bonds. So, you know, and you look at the, you know, Daniel Craig now is the current James Bond, and he has just a couple left, and there was a Bond movie that was supposed to come out, which I'm certain will eventually be released, but now we have the new phenomenon of, guess what, you're staying at home, and you can watch the movies, especially if you have HBO Max, because of the deal that was cut there. Wonder Woman comes out, the latest Wonder Woman comes out on Christmas Day, and of course theaters hope that you go to the theaters, but so many people are staying away from theaters, and with the surge still in the virus, even though we have that great hope with the vaccine, a lot of people, of course, and especially depending on the area where they live, do not want to go in, you know, don't want to be indoors, even though there are lots of protocols being followed and whatnot. People just not feeling safe with what the indoors would bring. And you think of the movies, and the movies are, to me, the great escape. And you might not be a moviegoer. You might have been more of a streamer, or maybe you didn't even watch very much. And maybe now you are watching. I think that's the other thing that's happened. There was a show called Schitt's Creek. Yes, I know it sounds funny, but it's the way it's spelled, people, just so you know, if you never heard of it. And it's streaming on Netflix, and Eugene Levy and his son are a big part of this. His son created it, Daniel, and it is hilarious. I didn't get it in the beginning, but everyone during the pandemic was talking about it and said you have to watch, you know, 4 or 5 shows, and I finally eventually found the time on some weekend, and then I was hooked, and it was one of those interesting finds. So needless to say, 2020, many people are saying good riddance, goodbye, and hurry up and let's get to the good parts of 2021. So Merry Christmas, everyone. Stay with us. Mailbag coming up next.
December 24th when Hollis Ave at the dark, when I see the man chilling with his dog at the park. I approach him very slowly with my heart full of fear. Look at his dog, oh my God, a ill reindeer.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Gather around the table to enjoy your favorite home-cooked meals, featuring ingredients from Amazon Grocery and Amazon Fresh. With the online acceptance of SNAP EBT benefits, Amazon customers can purchase the grocery items they need to recreate family recipes or make new mealtime traditions at home. Christina Herman, Amazon spokesperson, discusses the meaningfulness of home-cooked meals.
Amazon understands the value of cooking fresh meals at home, making memories, and creating traditions with family. SNAP recipients can save time with convenient home delivery from Amazon Fresh and Amazon Grocery so they can spend it where it really matters.
Customers paying with SNAP EBT on Amazon also have free access to Amazon Fresh and fast and convenient same-day grocery delivery with the added bonus of having attended or unattended delivery. To find deals and exclusive discounts for SNAP customers and learn more about the program, visit amazon.com/snap.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Time for our mailbag segment. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for joining on us on this Christmas. It's filled to the brim, as always. The last couple of days, I think people feeling very melancholy and trying to look back on the year and say goodbye to it or whatnot, or have questions about this new crazy UK, easy for me to say. I need some coffee. UK virus strain. And in fact, let's go to that right now. This one is from Michael, listening to us in New Orleans. And Michael says, Kate, what's up with another strain of the coronavirus? I know it mutates and all that, and there's obviously different possibilities, but at the same time, for goodness sake, what happens if we're not protected from it? What do we do then? I mean, do we just get used to living in a bubble, because it seems as though that is what could happen? Oh, gosh, I hope not, right? So, here's the thing. In New York, they're testing for the UK virus strain. The concern is that now many of the European cities and countries really are saying, Brits, stay home, because they don't want the chance of that rapidly spreading. So New York is trying to ascertain whether that is, that the spread in the UK has reached the state. So far, all, thank goodness, you ready for this? All of the 4,000 tests that they've done, they've come out negative. So they do not have that strain. The there are other people that have been infected, though, with COVID-19 here in the holidays. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster, he's positive for COVID-19 days after his wife, Peggy, was confirmed infected, both tested negative 8 days ago before going to White House party. He had mild symptoms, a cough, slight fatigue, and he's going to isolate for 10 days. And then they look for those additional symptoms. So, you know, there you go. Here's one thing that's interesting, and I got this from Joe, who alerted me to this, and I talked about it on another show. And Joe says, Kate, did you know that there are a lot of companies that are giving discounted rides to get vaccines, taking people to sites, which I think is brilliant. because if people are limited economically and they're uninsured and they're at these communities that are risky, they're not going to just march into some sort of a vaccine site. And you're right, so thanks for that, Joe. Lyft is providing 60 million free or discounted rides to and from vac sites for low-income, the at-risk communities, uninsured, that kind of thing. So rest assured, Uber's doing the same thing. You have a way to get there. If you're listening to my voice, listening to the show, you do. And, you know, when you look at, we've had more than 18 million confirmed coronavirus cases and 320,000 deaths plus, you know, we hit some crazy high marks, and we want to get on the other side of this thing. And now we have a financial lifeline, and that's the good part of this. Nancy, in fact, sends an email and says, hi, Kate, I'm listening to you in the great state of West Virginia. I don't know, because I know you talk about Arizona, but girl, you got fans here in West Virginia. I find you in the middle of the night when I'm off running errands, and I appreciate you, and I think you have ties to Wheeling, which is where I'm from. Yeah, I think you're talking about the Watchdog is where you're listening to us. And I love my Wheeling people. You're right. I went to Wheeling a lot. I went to school at Ohio. And of course, the question becomes, how do you celebrate Christmas when so many are not as fortunate? I've been talking to my family about that. Well, you give, you help people, you do things in the community, you mask up and volunteer at food banks. I'm seeing a tremendous amount of people doing that. My family, we're doing whatever we can, you know, whatever it is, whether you support a restaurant, whether you support your neighbors, whether you pay for, remember that story about the 900 people in line paying for the person behind them, just some act of kindness, you know, whatever it is, however deep you go on it. But I think giving always makes you feel better anyway. So you're right. I mean, it's not about the presents. It's not about any of that. It's about feeling, I'll tell you what it is. It's about feeling connected. And people are not feeling as connected. And we understand why, because of the circumstances that we're in. All right. Let's see here. Let's go to another one. This one is from Jake, who says, Kate, I know that I email you all the time when I can, and I am looking at some of the things that are happening in Austin, and I have to tell you, it's ridiculous. I mean, first we have the mayor, where he doesn't pay attention to the shelter in place or not go out when you don't have to go out orders, and is okay to go and celebrate his family's current circumstances, but not everybody else. And he's not the only politician doing that. So he's taken a rash of you know what for it. And I think that people have to remember where we live. And if you're a leader in charge, whether it's a company or whether you're a politician or whatever you are, if you're telling other people what they should be doing, and that's part of the problem with the mask situation, then you better be doing it yourself. And then that's, I think, what makes some people furious, and they decide they're going to do whatever they want to do. Touche. I agree. If you see, you know, say one thing, see another, it doesn't inspire confidence. Absolutely. Keith is listening to us 1240 a.m. KXYL in Brownville, Texas. Oh, my Brownville people. I love that station. We've been on that station for a long time. They're always with us, thick and thin. We've been on the air here at the network for 10 years. So Keith says, Kate Delaney, have you been watching? I'm sorry to veer off of everything COVID, but have you been watching what's going on with the Dallas Cowboys? Do you think that Mike McCarthy is eventually going to be able to turn the ship around? I know you do the nail the score thing. I'm sorry I have never called in for that. I laugh. I hear Pete in Texas, and it cracks me up. And I know other people email you, and some call in, too. But I promise eventually, maybe it's even going to be next year, in 2021, when I have a better personality, I'll call in to be on the show and participate in that. The Dallas Cowboys, let's see. If we're going to talk about the Dallas Cowboys and Mike McCarthy, I'm going to put on my sports hat. It's been a tough year for the Cowboys, although Andy Dalton has over 1,500 yards in 7 starts, right? And Dak Prescott going out was a very, very tough blow. If you look at the Dallas Cowboys, hey, they beat the 49ers, and then they just smashed the Bengals the week before that. And, of course, their nemesis is the Philadelphia Eagles. And the Philadelphia Eagles game is coming up, and the Eagles are terrible this season. They should win that. They actually have an outside chance of being in the thick of it, although outside chance. You know, when you're looking at 5-9 and Washington is 6-8, I mean, who knows? Absolutely, it could happen. They're second in the NFC East. I think for Mike McCarthy, it's been probably a tough year jumping back into coaching and going through what they're going through. But I'll tell you what the bright spots are. CeeCee Lamb, the wide receiver out of Oklahoma, sweet boy. Absolutely. Lots of upside there. No question about it. Trayvon Diggs, same thing, out of Bama. So some of these draft choices, interesting to see what's happened. And I think there is an upside for the Dallas Cowboys. And for Mike McCarthy specifically, you asked me about Mike. I'm not ready to tank him after a pandemic season and problems with injuries. I think the young players that are stepping up are exciting to watch. And that's why it's so important. Drafting is important and the kind of heart and soul of the younger players. So to me, I would feel optimistic, I guess, is the word, if I were looking at Mike McCarthy at this point. This is too early, like I said, to tank him. We always have this thing where you can't turn it around, and you can't turn around 6 games, 10 games of beginning of the season. I mean, it's been a very strange NFL season with a handful of fans, and there have been some at AT&T Stadium. It's a limited amount of fans, so there is that. But it's very, very strange. All right, how about this one? This one comes to us from Big Al. And notice I'm now getting you all to tell me where you're listening. Big Al is listening to us in, what does he write? In Palm Springs. Because at first it looked like he had the station around KKGX 920. Thanks, Big Al. And Big Al says, Kate, here in Palm Springs, I wish you had had a chance to come to Palm Springs. I know that was like the last trip you were making before everything got canceled, because I know you definitely have a love for it. And, you know, the communities are all pulling together here, whether it's Rancho Mirage or Thousand Palms, or wherever it is. So as someone who likes this area, you would be very, very proud of what's happening here. Very, very good. I like Palm Springs, you're right. They have this, if you haven't ever been there, they have this giant statue of Marilyn Monroe. When I first saw it, nobody told me about it. I went to lunch somewhere, and I was stunned. It's like, whoa, Marilyn. And it's the dress, the blowing up of her skirt. Remember that famous picture? But anyway, yes, Palm Springs, good for you. I love it. Pull together, pull together, pull together. Thanks for all your emails. Send me anything you want, 24/7, kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Coronavirus deaths are projected to top 500,000 by April, according to data from a new model. The latest data from the University of Washington's Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation says that deaths could reach 567,000 by April 1st. Dr. William Schaffner of the Vanderbilt University Medical Center tells CNN the biggest point to take away from this new data is to continue to do the simple things to prevent the spread of the virus.
Simple mask wearing can avert an enormous number of deaths. We've rather known that, but when you put a number on it, it becomes much more real and overwhelming. And it just reinforces my determination to go out and ask, plead, educate, persuade people to wear their masks, do the social distancing. It's a New Year's resolution. Let's start it at Christmas.
This is USA Radio News. The state of California has quickly passed a new milestone in the pandemic. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
California has surpassed 2 million COVID-19 cases Thursday morning. While it took California over 9 months for 1 million people to test positive for the virus, state health officials have confirmed 1 million new cases in just 6 weeks. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And a federal appeals court has rejected a suit from President Trump's campaign requesting they overturn the results of the presidential election in Wisconsin. The three-judge panel of the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals dismissed the suit Thursday that claimed the state's election commission had violated the Constitution when it made changes to Wisconsin's election laws, including using drop boxes to collect absentee ballots. In the court's opinion, Judge Michael Scudder, a Trump appointee, wrote that the changes the state had made were not significant enough to rise to a constitutional violation. Judge Scudder also said the campaign had waited too long to complain about the changes to election procedures. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Conversation off the air with our next guest, who is going to talk about something I think is so vital, and it's made me more aware of the way that I'm breathing, and I think this will help you too. I mean, everyone listening can do this. So joining us now in our virtual green room is Rasheem Northington, and he's written a book called The Diaphragm, The Muscle Source of Life. Rasheem, thanks so much for coming on.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
So you have an interesting background in this. Before you wrote this, tell us a little bit about what drove you in this direction, because of all the Chinese medicine you're familiar with, all the things that you've done in your background that led you to realize the importance of the diaphragm and what you actually learned from Kung Fu.
I'm sorry. What's that?
So tell us about your background. That's all right. Tell us about your background and how it led you to writing this book. One of them was, of course, Kung Fu and what you learned through Kung Fu. So tell us about that.
Okay, yes. I trained in Kung Fu, Taoist Tai Chi Kung, for many years since I was about early teens, mid-teens, I would say. And it involved a lot of breathing type of exercises, and breathing was stressed to be the key to having power in this art. So the stronger your breath was, the more power you can obtain. That was the main focus of the training, and everything was heavily based on breathing and the breath. And that contributed to me later on about the nature of the diaphragm involvement with the breath. Understanding the breath. Go ahead.
Because I think, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I think that so many of us take shallow breaths. So you learned not to do that, right?
Right. In Qigong breathing, you are encouraged to take deep breaths, belly breaths, full breaths, a full conscious breath, every breath you take in the training. And that's the key to developing power, the deepness of the breath.
Yeah. And, you know, when we look at the diaphragm, the importance of it, of a skeletal muscle, it's the only, right, skeletal muscle controlled by involuntary unconscious or voluntary conscious nervous system, right? So, so it's really an interesting thing to talk about.
Correct, because as the diaphragm is a skeletal muscle, which is supposed to be, like all other skeletal muscles are, a voluntarily controlled muscle, it's heavily controlled involuntarily, which is unique amongst all the other skeletal muscles in the body.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm listening.
Now, that indicates how significant and important the function of the diaphragm is, the fact that even though we have voluntary control, the body actually dominates the control over our voluntary control in most cases.
Yeah, so when we look at this, why did you write the book? Because you realized how important it was with all the things that we've just said?
Oh, yes. I think the last thing my Kung Fu teacher told me before he passed away was, do 300 breaths a day, kid. His exact words. That stuck with me because I didn't truly understand what that meant. So I kept thinking about it. And I went back to the Kung Fu training and exercise that required breaths in order to help achieve power from that exercise. I began to realize that I wasn't as good as I used to be when I was younger. And I struggled to breathe, to maintain those postural exercises. And I noticed in order for me to be better at it, my diaphragm had to work harder at it. And then it started to make me realize, and also the breath to get stronger, so does the diaphragm must get stronger. Because the diaphragm is what controls the flow of the breath. And as the diaphragm gets stronger, so the breath can be deeper from a stronger or more full contraction of the diaphragm that can really only be done voluntarily.
Wow, so fascinating. And in the book you talk, you go deep into this. You tell us things to do, things to be aware of, all of that, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And you and I, when we talked off the air, what led you to say, okay, I should write this book because I see how important is that, you know, kid, take 300 breaths a day. What really drove you to saying, I think I need to tell people more about this?
Because I think at the same time, after my teaching about breathing, it was never taught or explained in relation to the diaphragm's function specifically. I mean, it's mentioned that the diaphragm is a breathing muscle, but then it says breathe, and the diaphragm itself is not really included in that category. So what I started to attain is that if we look at breathing from the scope of the diaphragm's involvement, I think the understanding of breathing becomes a little easier, and it starts to make more sense that if breath can't happen without the diaphragm, in order for us to gauge how strong a breath is, should be gauged by the strength of your diaphragm. And then I think that quantifies everything. It makes everything understandable of why I can only breathe but so much, because that's the limit that my diaphragm has on it. And if I increase the limitations on my diaphragm, then I can increase the limits on my deep breathing or deep breath. And I think if everybody understands it from that regard, things would be more easily attainable due to a greater understanding of how breathing works, and that the breath is really specifically controlled by the function of the diaphragm. And breath cannot happen without that function.
Yes, so true. And we're speaking with Rasheem Northington. The name of the book is called The Diaphragm, The Muscle Source of Life. I love the title, The Muscle Source of Life, because it is something I wasn't aware of until we had that conversation. I was, but I wasn't thinking about it. And I think that's what it is. We're kind of sleepwalking when it comes to breathing. Do you think so?
I think so as well. But the thing that's even more significant about the diaphragm's function, even though it's necessary for breathing, because the diaphragm is designed the way it is, upon breathing, it also does a whole lot more for the body than just breathing. Because breathing is not just the only thing we need for health and well-being. We also need a good circulation system. Not only does the diaphragm play a role in accessing oxygen and influencing the breath, it also is the key muscle to also stimulate healthy circulation in addition to oxygenating the body, which is also unlike any other muscle in the body because other muscles can have longer rest periods. The diaphragm does not have that luxury. The diaphragm must keep engaging, therefore keeps giving us the potential and option to continuously circulate the blood, independent of the other muscles in the body, which are very beneficial once they're engaged. But most of our lifestyle is sedentary. So in those sedentary sessions, like as in this phone conversation, the diaphragm becomes the major muscle source, in this case, for life and for circulation. That's very significant as well, not just for breathing, but blood return back to the heart, which gives the heart blood to pump back out to the rest of the body full of oxygen.
Yeah,
or the diaphragm.
Yeah, the continuous flow of air, that oxygen that you're talking about, and how critical of a component it is for the production of energy in the body, obviously, and to continuously have that flow of air, which is completely necessary, and is again what we're talking about. And how much better is your life improved? Which I think I'm answering my own question when you breathe correctly.
Well, they do say that abundant breath, abundant life.
Yeah.
Well, that's a saying I'm aware of. So the deeper you breathe, the more power you attain, the more you can in some way control your surroundings to help control your emotions. If you control your emotions, control your reactions to certain situations, you could also influence your own outcomes. So those are definitely beneficial things. And if you think words are powerful, along with deep breathing, and powerful breathing and positive words, it could fruition just the way you want it to.
You know, and I'm thinking of you, Rasheen, that I know that you teach and you tutor a lot of subjects, math and science. So if I was in your class, would you make us take a deep breath, the real breath? I think that would be interesting.
I definitely would like to. The only thing is, you know, it'll just be suggestive, but, you know, people will still want to do what they want to do. But I definitely would also always mention and talk to them and just let them know that you have this voluntary option to take a full breath. Don't wait until you have to use it. Use it now so that you can prevent everything that happens to you before it becomes a situation that you must now. Just do it for the sake of doing it, and then it won't seem like it's a job, and it won't seem like it's a stress or strain to get it done when you can't, when you need to.
Yeah.
So that's the way I try to, you know, inform people of, you know, be aware of that, utilize it. There's a reason for that, and it just makes you feel better. And if you look on articles online, you can see that they explain how deep breathing always makes you feel better for whatever reason. It slows the heart rate down, it slows this down, it calms the nerve. Influences the parasympathetic nervous system. All of those calming, resting, digesting, recovery type of systems in the body. So we don't have to wait until anything drastic happens. We could always be trying to maintain that state all day long as we can remember and consciously be aware of that.
Yeah. Yep, 300 breaths a day. I love it. And the name of the book, The Diaphragm, The Muscle Source of Life. Rasheen Northington, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me. Definitely appreciate it.
This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
There's no secret here on the show. I talk about playing golf all the time. It's one of the best privileges, really, of my life, that with this career I've played in some of the greatest places in the United States and some other places as well. So in our virtual green room right now, Steve Shannon joins us, and the game has been very, very good to him. He's written a book called Good Strokes for Older Folks, A Senior's Guide to Somewhat Better Golf. I love that title. Steve, thanks for coming on.
Hey, my pleasure.
So you talk about in the book, too, it's funny, you have got great examples of this, and it's so true, isn't it, that this is a game that we all want to master, or we think we can master, I don't know, but then we get, it's just like incredibly embarrassing and at times so exasperating. Why are we addicted to golf?
We're crazy, of course. Only lunatics play golf. But but golf is just like real life. You know, we're responsible for everything that goes on there. And we want to blame the car horn or the bird squawking or the person next to us that sneezed, but we're responsible for whatever we do with that ball. It's an addictive kind of game.
It is an addictive game. And in the book, you know, you talk about innovation and talk about innovation. And I said this, that the game has been really good to you. Tell the listeners what you were part of that is incredibly innovative, that just took off like nobody's business.
Well, are you talking about fundraising for charity?
Yes, yes.
Aha, okay. Well, that's I'll see if I can do it quickly. I have I lost a kid brother in Vietnam, and my passion became helping wounded warriors of various kinds. And some years ago, about 7-8 years ago, we golfing buddy and I got asked to help with the fundraising tournament. And to do so, we came up with the idea of using an air-powered golf ball launcher. And the people would come to our hole, and they would pay some money to the charity for the opportunity to shoot a ball 300 yards or more to the green and get a birdie or an eagle. It was just a fun thing. Well, it has exploded, and now there are people all over the United States doing this kind of thing in golf tournaments.
And, you know, it is very fun to do, I have to say. I really wanted to get a hole-in-one, but I did it at a charity tournament. And they put it on my shoulder, and I was like, oh, please, please, let it just hit the green and roll in, and everybody explode with excitement. And it didn't happen. But I still didn't have an embarrassing shot, and it was really fun, and they filmed it. So it was pretty exciting.
That is really fun. We get four or five holes in one every year. And when you consider we do a couple hundred tournaments a year, that's still a pretty high percentage.
Yeah. Wow. No kidding. Well, what a great thing. And especially, too, Wounded Warriors. I love that connection. I'm with you. That's one of my charities for sure. Now, tell us about the book. You know, there's some funny and delicious, I think, stories in there. And you give advice. So, you know, tell us about some of that great advice you're giving us.
Well, the first advice is don't take me too seriously. And the second is, don't take golf too seriously, because you're never going to beat it. You know, if you're not having fun on the course, why do it?
Boy, that's so true.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
And this book is just a compilation of stories that I've accumulated over the past 60 years of playing golf all around the country.
Yeah. For you, what was your best round of golf?
Well, actually, in my heyday, I actually played subpar. But the only time I ever did that when I was playing with my father. He was the very best player I've ever seen. He was always one stroke better than whoever he played with. He should have been a pro.
Right, no kidding. So really, there was something about playing with him, I bet, that made you play up and play really well.
But I think it's like anything in life. If you play with people who are highly skilled, you play better. And that's been my experience. I've been in the consulting business most of my life, helping people sell their products better or make a better looking product, whatever it happened to be. And that took me all over the country, 46 states. That's a lot of golf courses.
I was just going to say that. So 46 states will travel, have golf clubs, and getting to play in all these different places and all these courses. Do you have a favorite course?
Well, the truth is I don't. Every course is so different. Each one has something that is wonderful. It's kind of like people, you know? Everybody, you don't have to like someone to like something about them.
Hmm. I like that. I mean, I was just thinking in talking to you what my favorite courses were, and I'm kind of like you. I don't know that I have a favorite one. I mean, I got to play Pebble, which was amazing, and shockingly bad I was. Because I think I was so overwhelmed. I'm playing Pebble, and now I can't find my ball anywhere on this course.
Oh, terrible. You know, a wonderful course,
yeah.
But incredibly difficult. I can't imagine playing that as your regular weekly game. Oh, my.
No, I can't either. And, you know, then I played, too, for people listening in Miami area, Doral. I kept hearing so much about it, and then I played it, and you'd always see, oh, the blue monster is so tough. And actually, that was, like, one of my best holes. But the rest of the game, there was so much sand. I was just in sand the whole time and trying to hit out of sand. And so that's part of that frustration that we're talking about. You know, when we say it's exasperating, that's one of the things. It's where the ball lands.
Well, my goodness, yes, and that's the whole difference between the professionals and the rest of us. They can play those strange shots. We can't. My dad one time, and my favorite quote from my dad, I asked him how in the world it was that he was always in the fairway. The truth is, in all the years that I knew him, which is well over 70 years, I never ever saw him miss a fairway. And he just simply smiled at me and said, son, he said, I've been working hard all my life, and I just don't have time to learn all the hard shots you play.
Oh, that's That's a great line. Boom! Hashtag.
That wiped me out.
No,
you were talking about courses, and some of the Western courses in the mountains are absolutely phenomenal. And the one that really caught my attention is up in Coeur d'Alene, Iowa, or Ohio, pardon me, Idaho. And they've got this doggone hole with a green that literally floats in a lake.
Yes.
And you, oh, my gosh.
How do they
change it. Well,
yeah.
They must have a million balls in the lake every year.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's fascinating. And when you're playing in the mountains, you don't realize that all of the fairways tilt to the downside. You know, so you always have to be playing into the mountain because your ball is always going to roll downhill.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, one of my favorite things is, so that's challenging. There's no question about that. One of my favorite things about golf is that there's always this big bravado, right? When you pull up and, you know, I challenge you, and when the golf cart comes, if you don't hit it 150 yards past the woman's tee or whatever it is. But there's always these games. There's these games, and it's so fun and funny because usually the person that is the ribber, the person that is joking the most, is usually the one that falls apart eventually during the round.
Of course. Right. There's nothing worse. And don't you love it when someone is pressing from the rear and wants to pass through your foursome? And you know that if you let them come through, they're going to screw up their shots. It's always there. It's so fun.
Yeah, I wondered the origin of the word, like, four. Like, how many times on a course have you heard that? Four, what?
It has to be some derivation of a dirty slang, I know.
No kidding.
This book, Kate, really was a labor of love because over the years I had taken notes and of the fun things that happened in various holes or various courses. And I just threw them in a drawer. And when my wife and I downsized years ago, we had to throw a lot of stuff away. And she came to me with this big box and said, what are you going to do with all these notes? And then she suggested that I take these notes and consolidate a few of them for my kids. Well, it turned out to be a tome, and it became a really fun book. And so just as we do with our fundraiser, part of the proceeds from the book after actual costs go into charity. And I really want to encourage people to get this. It's as we say, the book may not improve their game at all, but they will laugh a lot. And that's the whole point. They will laugh, and it's wintertime coming up. Golf is slim, if any. But they can sit down and they can have memories that make new memories for themselves. And this is just a fun, fun laughing book. And it might even learn a few things because, as you notice, there's a little history in it.
Yes, there's some great history in it, and I think people should pick it up and help charity, too. So, Good Strokes for Older Folks, A Senior's Guide to Somewhat Better Golf. I don't want to spoil it. There's great, great stories and musings in it. Steve Shannon, thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure, Kate.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Pouty Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.